I feel like I just wanted to come on here because I am lost, and I need to be really open about it because I'm not always happy and I'm not always positive, and especially when it comes to me. I don't know, like, if will put this out in my podcast, but I just kind of, that's why I'm really soft-spoken right now, but I just want to be completely honest because I feel like this month I've been like really like conflicted with like myself and the way I think about things, and I'm trying really hard to like be good, but we have to understand that we're not always gonna be good, and we're not always gonna feel super happy, and we're not always gonna be at peace with life, and we're not always gonna feel 110%. And that's just the reality of life. And as I grow older, I realize that. So yesterday I had a conversation with my mom, and yesterday was the full moon in Leo. And I'm a Leo, and my mom is a Leo. So we're having a conversation, and my mom tends to like really dig in deep. Like, she'll ask me multiple questions, like the same question, but like different wording. And then like it goes like deep into my soul, and I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, it's sometimes like too much, because the thing about me, and I'm just gonna be like completely vulnerable and honest with you guys, the thing about me is when I have an issue, I don't really talk about it. I don't even talk about it with my boyfriend. Like, I really just hold it all in, and especially if it's like an internal issue with like myself. And I mean, we all have like a little dark side, so like I just don't talk about that side, because I guess I don't want to be like, how can I put this in words that makes sense, because I have a huge problem with that. I think I just don't like being okay with the fact that I have a bad side of myself, when I've been trying really hard to be okay with me and all of me, the good and the bad. And my mom was asking me, like, you know, I can tell by the way you talk, especially about yourself, that you have a lot of trauma and you have not healed from it, Natalie. And I was like, fuck. Like, I hate having to go back to like the old stuff that I've gone through and basically open that box again. Like, I don't want to open the box and go through all the old stuff and reread it and accept it and kind of just heal from it. Like, I've accepted all the things that I've gone through, all the trauma, like the things that I've gone through when I was like 16, 17, 18, like my early teenage years. Like, I accepted everything, but I feel like I haven't healed from it. Like, I'm the thing about me is that, and I don't know if you guys feel the same way or relate to this at all, but when something like happens to me, like that's like really traumatic, or like something like really big in my life, whether it's a breakup or like, you know, someone dying, I just kind of like accept it and move on, and just kind of like put it in a box and tape it all up and then put it away like in the garage. Like, I don't go back and I try to open that box again. Like, I feel like I just kind of like accept it. I went through this pain and I have to just move on from it and go through life and, you know, be okay, because what can you do? You can't change what's already happened. Do you know what I mean? So, and my mom was telling me, she was like, Natalie, like, you know, I hear you having a conversation, you know, about yourself and, you know, the way you think. And it's just like, I can just tell that you have a lot of hurt, you have a lot of pain. And then, like, you can tell my voice too. It's all cracky. Like, and it's just like, I hate that. Like, I kind of hate being vulnerable. And I kind of hate, like, someone talking to me and making me realize all the things that I already know but just don't go back to, because I feel like I'm always the person that, like, people go to when they need advice, and I'm always helping everyone, and I'm always making sure everyone around me is good, but I never, like, get to, like, stop and be like, am I good? Like, am I genuinely okay? Like, I don't ask myself those questions at all. Like, I just literally just go on with life and worry about everyone around me except me. And that's not okay, because clearly I have so much built up trauma. And I guess I'm just recording this because it's something that I really struggle with and I want to get better at. And whoever feels that way, like, know that you're not alone. And if you are that person that your family needs, like, you to be the strongest out of everyone, like, if you're that person that everyone leans towards and goes to for advice, and you have to be the rock of the family, whatever, you know, you're not alone. Like, I feel like I had to be that way growing up, even though it might not be the case. I just felt like it was my responsibility to be, like, the peacemaker and the happy person and always be happy and show people that, like, you know, life is full of love and light, and it is, but it's not always like that. And I don't want people to think that that's what I'm only showing you. Like, I need you guys to understand that I'm pretty sure everyone knows that life is fucking hard, okay? It's not a fucking walk in the park. It's literally a roller coaster, and it's hard. It's really, really hard. But I wanted to just record. It was raining outside, and I was just, like, looking out, and I was laying in my bed, and I felt really unmotivated and really, like, kind of, like, foggy. Like, my brain was just foggy, and I was just like, I hate feeling like this. Like, I don't know, it's like a kind of like a gross feeling, like that laziness. Like, let's say, like, you're in bed for hours, you're on your phone, and then, like, your brain kind of hurts because you're just not doing anything. I don't know if anyone can relate to that, but, like, that's literally what I feel. And that, like, gives me anxiety. Like, I'm just like, okay, I need to fucking get up. I need to open my windows. I need to see the light. I need to get myself a tarot card reading. I need to pull some cards out. You know, I need to, like, write in my journal and do something, because being, like, in a stagnant, like, place just makes my, like, energy super fucking low. So, I don't know. I wanted to come on here and really talk about the things that I've been feeling throughout January. So I'm just being really honest, and I don't even know if I will put this out there, and if I do, I really appreciate you guys listening. I just want to be real, and I just want to be myself, and there's going to be times where I'm super happy and I'm in a really good mood, and I want to give you guys, you know, positivity and show you guys that, you know, life is good. But there's also a side of me where it's like, it's really dark and there's a lot of shit going on. And, you know, I have internal wounds that I need to go back and heal from in order to be talking to you guys and just being like, yeah, positivity, yeah, you know, peace and love, you know. But in reality, it's not 100% like that, you know. It's half bad, half good, and we have to be okay with that, you know. In conclusion, I just want you guys to know that I'm always here if you guys, you know, need anything. And I'm very grateful for the people that I have in my life, because even though I don't really like to vocalize my emotions when it comes to myself, not all the time. I do, but not all the time. I have a lot of supportive and amazing people that I know that truly love me. And some of you are probably wondering, like, oh, you know, like, how can I, you know, feel better about the situation that I'm going through and you're going through? Honestly, like, I know this is cheesy as it sounds. Every time I talk to my mom, I always feel like 100%. Like, I always feel like I can do anything. Like, my mom literally helps me so much because I feel like she understands me and the way I feel, and we both kind of think the same, and we're both kind of like the same person too, so that helps a lot. So, and we're very open with each other, but that's because I have a very open and loving relationship with my mom, and I know that at the end of the day, she's not gonna judge me whatever I tell her, and she's gonna listen to me and really give me her, like, realest and purest advice, and without being, you know, like, kind of fake about it, as, like, with other friends could be, I guess. But if you don't really have, like, you know, your mom to, like, really, like, support you in that way, like, just go to someone that you can confide in and really, like, are able to have conversations like that. You know, someone that's, like, always there for you when, like, you need them the most. Always go to those people, because there's gonna be a point where you're gonna, like, literally lose it. And there's, like, there's times, like, when I have that, where I hold things in for a really long period of time, and then I get really snappy easily, and my boyfriend's like, dude, you've been on some other shit lately, like, you're, what's going on? And I don't even tell him anything. Like, I don't even tell him what I'm thinking about. Like, there's days, and this is, like, the reality of it, there's days where I look at myself and I feel like crying, because I feel like I'm so disgusting. Like, it's sad, but this is the truth, and this is just me being fucking real, because, like, it's hard to be real sometimes, you know. But literally, like, and he's just like, why aren't you talking to me, like, what's going on? And I'm just like, I don't want to tell you that I feel disgusting. You don't want to tell your significant other that, you know. But there is times where I do, and he's just kind of like, oh my god, stop, you know. Obviously, like, your significant other is going to try their hardest to make you feel beautiful inside and out, and he definitely does, and I'm really appreciative of that. It's just, there's a lot of things that I just don't like talking about, just because I feel like it's repetitive, or, you know, like, I'm always thinking, oh, it's not their problem, you know, why am I gonna, they already have stress in their life, they already have things going on, why am I gonna add more stress to it? Do you know what I mean? I can't do that. I can't be that person. Like, I'm always, like, self-aware. I'm, like, too self-aware sometimes. And so, yeah, so just going back to, you know, finding someone that really is there for you. And I hope you have that person. And if you don't, I'm definitely here. You guys are more than welcome to message me on social media and let me know how you guys are doing. I'm sending you guys love and light through tough times. And if you're going through an amazing time, I'm so happy. You know, I wish everyone listening to have, you know, abundance and prosperity and love and real happiness and just be content, you know. And that's all I want for anyone who's listening, and the people around me in my life. That's all I really care about, is really people being happy, and obviously me being happy too, and having to prioritize myself. And I want you to prioritize yourself, because you are number one. This is your life, nobody else's. You know, you're basically, you're the main character, okay? You're the main character. So I think I'm gonna end this podcast, but I wanted to do little affirmations for you guys, just because this episode is a little heavy. So I got this affirmation list on a website. It's thinkup.me, You guys can look it up. It has 27 affirmations for happiness. So I'm just going to read some of them to you and you can read it out loud. I always like doing that. It just feels better and powerful. You know, words are everything. You know, the way you talk, the way you speak about yourself, it's obviously everything that you say about yourself can manifest. So you want to be positive and you want to be really straightforward with what you say. So I'm just going to read it. Everything is always working out well for me. When I feel happy, I manifest more reasons to be happy. I am willing to be happy now. I accept that happiness is my true nature. I am worthy of feeling happy. My happiness comes from within me. I create my happiness by accepting every part of myself with unconditional love. Joy is the essence of my being. I see so many positives in my life. I am constantly creating everything my heart desires. I experience joy in everything I do. I feel happy with myself as a person. I give myself permission to enjoy myself. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. I really appreciate it. I appreciate everyone even clicking the link. You guys know that. And I'm just sending you guys a lot of positive vibes. Through tough times, you know, life, like I said, isn't easy. And I want you guys to know that I will always be here for you guys. Thank you.